I master every thought I think. I master every thought I think. It is so easy to have thoughts by the jillion pass through my mind. It is so easy for me to stop and think about a thought here or a thought there and give a thought attention, just a little attention, and then move on to another thought. It's so easy to be inconsequential about my thinking. And as I do that, I am not in charge. As I do that, I am not in control of my thoughts. As I do that, my thoughts are just wandering minstrels going across the stage of my life, taking my attention and not giving anything back. What are my thoughts supposed to give back to me? Every thought that I think is supposed to be something very precious and very significant taking place in my life. Every thought that I think is supposed to be telling me that my life is very, very wonderful. Every thought that I think is supposed to be telling me that my world is a very special and a very wonderful world. That's what they're telling me. At least that's what they're supposed to be telling me. But when I let them wander through my mind and I let them come and go without giving full attention to what each thought is, I'm giving the thoughts, the wandering thoughts, the wandering minstrels going through my attention, the attention of my being. And when I do that, I'm a very lazy person. I'm a very uncaring person. I'm a very incompetent person. Because it's my responsibility to be master of my world. It's my responsibility to take charge of every single thought that goes through my life. It's my responsibility to know who I am. It's my responsibility to be the joyful person that I am. It's my responsibility. Now, a thought comes to my mind, either from the world about me, from the theater, from movies, from talking to people, from listening to people, listening to the radio or television. A thought comes to me that I am a lovely person. And the thought comes to me and says, I am a good person. I'm a fine person. And I think to myself, yes, that's true. Yes, that's so true. That's great. And then another thought comes, whoops, look at that. Somebody is taking advantage of somebody else. Somebody is robbing somebody. Somebody is cheating. Somebody is stealing. Somebody is doing something mean. And my thought dwells upon that. And it cannot dwell on that without falling into my own life, into my own being, of thinking, who is stealing from me, or who am I stealing from, or what's going on in my world that I'm doing in a negative way? What is it that's going on in my world that I'm doing in a way that's not beneficial for me? And thoughts of that ilk pass through my consciousness and through my attention and take time away from who and what I really am. If I master every thought I think, I take charge of every thought that comes into my awareness. But better yet, I choose the thoughts I want in my awareness and I give them attention. I give attention to the thought that I am wonderful, I am thoughtful, I am good, I am beautiful, I am all that matters in this world. I am that I am. I am life. I am the principle of everything. Well, now that kind of a thought really empowers me to be a wonderful, beautiful being. That kind of thought tells me that I'm on the right track. I'm doing the right thing. I'm mastering every thought I think. Now, if a thought comes to me, hey, I'd like to create a better battery. Now, that's the simplest thing in the world. Better batteries exist already. Better batteries exist in the absolute attitude, where the batteries are tiny and with infinite capacity in them of whatever energy level I choose to have for whatever purpose I choose to have it. Now, I do not say, ooh, I wish I could think about it. Ooh, I wish I could think about it. Oh, I wonder what it is. I wonder what it is. Oh, my goodness. And I fret and strain over the thought, and I kill it. I fret and strain over the thought, and I kill it. I make it impossible for the thought to reveal its secret to me, its love to me. It's not really a secret. For it to reveal the truth about it to me, its fullness, there you go. For the thought to reveal its fullness to me. How can any thought ever reveal its fullness to me unless I give it my 100% attention? Unless I say, yes, I know it's so. Okay. Now, just randomly, I'm going to speak off the top of my head about anything that comes to my mind. And if the thought comes to my mind of a battery, if the thought comes to my mind of this battery that is very useful for all the purposes I can imagine, if I'm going to talk about those thoughts, then I'm going to empower them. And they're going to become the radiant ideals in my mind, the radiant ideas in my mind, the radiant images that pass through my thinking system. And as they pass through my thinking system, as they pass through my mind, as I think about them, grand and beautiful imagery comes up about them. And I think how they can be manifest. And I don't have to think how they can be manifest. I just manifest the ideas that manifest them. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Now, as I think in that positive way, whatever it is I'm thinking about, I bring forth. Now, should anything come to my mind that is not pleasant, I immediately think of something pleasant. Should anything come to my mind that says I cannot accomplish a certain end, I immediately see it done and see the accomplishment fulfilled and see whatever it is that I'm thinking about as a complete, a beautiful idea that is available to me right now to use. Now, one of my worst thoughts is that I think these ideas and then they do not come forth into my experience. Now, what am I going to do about that? I think these ideas and they don't come, they don't happen. I think I am independently wealthy. Oh my. Now, what have I done with you in just the last 5 or 6 minutes here? What have I done? I have wandered through many thoughts. If I truly say I am independently wealthy, and I believe I am independently wealthy, and I desire to be independently wealthy, and it is a now experience, then I must live it in now, and I must think it in now, and I must be it in now. Can I visualize me? What would I be like if I were independently wealthy? How would I act toward myself if I were independently wealthy? What kind of a house would I live in if I were independently wealthy? What sort of a car would I drive if I were independently wealthy? What kind of people would I associate with if I were independently wealthy? What sort of an attitude would I have toward my life, toward me, and toward whatever I want to accomplish if I were independently wealthy and had to give no thought whatsoever about where the next dollar is coming from? Being independently wealthy is an attitude. Being independently wealthy is an experience. It's an awareness. And when I can develop within me the awareness of being independently wealthy, then I am master of that thought. I master every thought I think. I choose to claim this as the truth about me. I master every thought I think, which says that no matter what thoughts go through my mind, no matter what dreams go through my consciousness, no matter what attitudes I have, I am master of each one. I master every thought I think, so I am independently wealthy. I live it, I act it, I express it, I think it in every way, and as I have this awareness within me, and as I have this awareness in who and what I am, and that is independently wealthy, that will be my experience. Or let's just say that is my experience. Every time I turn around, everything works out for me. Every person I speak to looks at me and says, "My, you are a blessed person. You have everything going for you. You live in paradise." Every time I turn around, I have the whole world thinking this way. Now, do I want the world to think this way, or do I want to think this way? Do I want to show off my independent wealth, or do I want to express my independent wealth? Just be it, live it, love it, enjoy it. Well, do it. Do it. That goes for independent health. That goes for being a genius. That goes for all of the things. I master every thought I think. No matter what thought it is that I think, I master it. And I master it by one thing alone. I give it my 100% attention. Can you think anything is important enough to give 100% of attention to? Truly. Can you think that you are master enough that you can speak to your dog and say, "Come," and the dog comes? Or do you think sometime he'll come and sometimes he doesn't? Simple little thing, but that's mastery. If I am master of everything I do, when I think about my dog and I think, "Come," he comes. When I think, "Peace," he peace. When I tell him I am the master of the pack, and he says, "You're right, you are. Whatever you say goes. I'm willing to follow you to the ends of the earth. Whatever you do, I do." You see, thinking our every thought as a master, and being master of every thought we think takes an attention that we can train ourselves in. We can train ourselves in concentration. We can train ourselves to think about anything we want to think about. We can train ourselves to look at a pinhead and count the little pockmarks on the top of the pinhead, looking at the pinhead through a magnifying glass. Now, why do we look at a pinhead through a magnifying glass? We develop the skill of concentration. The concentration can be random. It does not have to be one thing or another, but we develop the skill. Now, I am going to count the little pock marks on the top of a pinhead right now, and I'm going to count them, and I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and count them. And then maybe I'll take even a larger magnifying glass that makes the pinhead look like it's about 4 inches across, and I'll count the pock marks. And I'll mark them off. Oh, better yet, I'll take a photograph of the pinhead and enlarge it. And then I will take my pencil or my pen, and I will put a dot on each pockmark of the pinhead, and then I'll count them. And I'll count them in the hundreds, and I'll say to myself, "My goodness, so many pockmarks on one little pinhead." Well, now that's concentration. Irrelevant concentration. It has no importance to count the pockmarks on a pinhead. It's no importance, but it's a great importance to develop my talent of mastering every thought I think and giving my 100% attention to every thought I think selectively, individually. and endorse those thoughts to be real in my life. And as I endorse those thoughts to be real in my life, I master each thought I think. I master each thought and give each thought the attention it deserves, because it is a thought, it is a reality, it is a choice in my life. And that choice in my life is to be myself and have fun. That choice in my life is to be independently wealthy. That choice in my life is to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and on with my affirmations, which are my choice. I master every thought I think. That means I have to give my attention to it. That means I cannot just go off and think of a lot of thoughts. I require of myself to master every thought I think. And mastering every thought I think, I am self-confident. I feel good about myself. I feel good about the thoughts that I think, and I feel good about my world. But let's just take the thought I think and master it with my concentration, with my attention, with my oneness, and watch it be revealed as something very, very special in my life, something very, very special in my world, because it is just that. It is something very, very special in my world, and I love it. And I love it, and I love it, and enthusiastically, I give all of my attention to it. Joyously, I give all my awareness to it. Powerfully, I recognize I master every thought I think now.